The record number of fires in the Amazon is only one of many things expected to come up at the G7 this weekend in France. President Trump will be there. President Vladimir Putin of Russia will not. Russia used to be a member of the bloc, formerly known as the G8, but it was kicked out in 2014 after the Russians annexed the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine. President Trump says he wants Putin's Russia back at the table. Michael McFaul was the U.S. ambassador to Russia during the Obama administration. Ambassador, thanks for being with us again.
Sure. Glad to be here.
So I want to start by getting your take on what President Trump had to say about Russia and the G7. Here he is speaking to reporters in the Oval Office earlier this week.
I think it's much more appropriate to have Russia in. It should be the G8 because a lot of the things we talk about have to do with Russia. So I could certainly see it being the G8 again. And if somebody would make that motion, I would certainly be disposed to think about it very favorably.
I mean, this is not the first time Trump has made the suggestion. What do you make of it?
Marco, I honestly don't understand it. I don't understand what national security interest he is seeking to advance by making that statement. Obviously, the rest of the G7 is not going to go along with it. There was a reason Vladimir Putin was kicked out of the G7. He invaded Ukraine. He annexed Crimea, and that was part of the punishment, and he showed no signs of leaving Ukraine. But secondly, I don't even understand like what he thinks he's accomplishing with Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin has made no signals that he wants to join the G7 or G8 again. And I just think it makes the president of the United States of America look weak.
President Putin sat down with French President Emmanuel Macron earlier this week and floated the idea of Russia rejoining the group, but with some conditions, the conditions that Macron suggested, namely that there needs to be movement to end the conflict in Ukraine. So are you opposed to an invitation to join the G7 with some conditions?
No, I'm not opposed to that. Not just some conditions, necessary conditions. And I'm not optimistic that Putin would meet them. And I want to remind your listeners, Russia joined the G7 when Russia was on the road to becoming a democracy and integrating into the West. And for several years now, they've been moving in an opposite direction. So if Russia, for some reason, after the Putin era, would move back towards embracing democratic ideas and enhancing democratic institutions and integrating into the West, that's the right time to have that conversation. But just to bring them back in without them changing their behavior, I don't think that serves America's national interest.
Well, speaking of American national interest, there have been all these attempts over the past, 20 years under Putin at resetting diplomatic relations with Russia. Mostly they have seemed to fail, including under Obama when you were ambassador. Why?
Well, Marco, I see that history a little more with a lot more variation. I don't think it's been consistent failure. In the first years of the reset between President Obama and President Medvedev, right, it wasn't President Putin, we accomplished concrete things. We signed the New START Treaty, getting rid of 30% of the nuclear weapons in the world. We got new sanctions, multilateral sanctions on Iran. We got new supply routes to Afghanistan. All of those things, it's not about good relations, bad relations. I think this is a big misunderstanding about diplomacy. Obama engaged Medvedev to achieve concrete outcomes that President Obama believed were in America's national interest. And when we look today to President Trump's engagement with Putin, I'm hard-pressed to think of one concrete outcome as a result of the happy talk that the two of them have now that has been good for the United States.
So take the Medvedev relationship out of the mix. I mean, do you think the answer to why several resets, maybe not all of them, have not succeeded, is the answer Putin?
Yes. I think a lot of it is about Putin's mindset. And fundamentally, he believes that the United States is an enemy of Russia. He believes that the United States is out to thwart Russian power and violate Russian sovereignty. You know, I dealt with him upfront and personal on this. If you have that mindset about us, it's very difficult to find, win-win outcomes in dealing with Putin right now.
Michael McFaul was U.S. ambassador to Russia during the Obama administration. He's now at Stanford University. Thanks very much, Michael.
Yeah, thanks for having me.